The first public comment I'd like to ask is it possible for you folks to get your agenda out to the newspaper on Friday? The reason I ask that is, living out in the country, we get our newspaper delivered in the mail, so we get it about 5 hours after this meeting occurs.
Okay.
So if that is possible, at least we could see the agenda on Monday, so that we know what you folks are talking about if we're getting our information to the newspaper. The second item, and this would be controversial with everybody sitting behind me, is I've served 3 terms on the school board. I've been on boards for the city. You folks are the only elected board that do not have meetings at night. So is it possible you've ever considered having one of your meetings, say one a quarter, in the evening, so constituents that work all day could come to a meeting and voice their opinions and talk to you folks? Because as you see how many people are here now, potentially because they're all working, we don't get to have input. And I know that inconveniences a whole bunch of folks behind me, but we did the same thing on the school board. The city council does the same thing. Planning and zoning does the same thing. We're all meeting in the evening so people can attend and voice their opinion.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, item number 5, approve the agenda, and I will make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second it.
All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next item, approve the minutes of the previous meeting, which is the regular board session on January 28th. Can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
I'll second it. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Number 7, approve the claims.
You've had a chance to go through the claims for this session. The total is $725,796.66. Drainage in the amount of $10,396.75.
I'll make a motion to approve the claims.
I'll second it.
All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Great. Next item, the reports. The first one is the clerk of courts, and it is the fees collected for the month of January 2025, and the total fees are $3,500.92. Can I get a motion to?
I'll make a motion to approve the
clerk of court.
Clerk of court, yes.
I'll second it. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Okay, next item is the quarterly report from the recorder, and Tim is here, so we want to talk about that.
So for this is the period of October 1st, 2024 through 12/31/2024. We collected requests from several different state agencies. For the Department of Revenue, we collected $43,175.36. For the Iowa Department of Public Health, $2,589. For the Iowa DNR, $19,741.65, which is and for the general fund for the county is $27,129.05, which is a total quarter of $92,102.56. And we're right about the same as last year. We're up $445 since last year.
Thank you, Pim.
I'll make a motion to report with the reporters.
I'll second that. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye. Aye.
The next 9 through 11.
We're going to do the public hearing for the budget to the 25 amendment. However, going through some things, I found a couple of corrections that need to be made. So I would request that we put that off, and we'll republish and have it on the first session in March, which would be the 12th, I believe. Yeah, 12th.
I'm going to make a motion to move those items to March 12th
meeting. I'll second it.
All those in favor, signify an aye.
Aye.
All right, moving right along. The next item is the resolution 2025-15, and I'm going to have Ryan speak to that.
You bet. So this is the 17-mile-long resurfacing project, R21 or Stagecoach Road. We'll extend from the Webster County line, which is about 3 miles south of Stratford, up through Stratford, across the Boone River, up past the Homer Corner, and to just south of Highway 20. Our proposed scope of work will include milling 2.5 inches of the existing surface, adding 2-foot-wide paved shoulders to the curves, and resurfacing with 2.5-inch lifts for a total of 3 inches of new hot-mix asphalt. Also included in the scope of work are cured-in-place pipe liner repairs on approximately 30 crossroad culverts, installation of chevron curb signs on the curves that do not have them, and center edge line rumble strips on the curves. So this project was led through the Iowa DOT on January 22nd, and the results are as follows. Fordyce Asphalt Company was the low bid at $4,335,042. Central Specialties Incorporated came at $4,795,095. Henningsen Construction Incorporated was $4,905,074. Manass Incorporated at $4,991,104. And Heartland Asphalt Incorporated at $5,030,907. Our engineer's estimated probable cost was $4,970,000. So you see the low bidder was $634,958 under estimate. We're very pleased with the bids. We had good competition, having 5 responsive bidders. Just also fortunate timing with oil price, which really drives the cost of asphalt. So we're very pleased with the bids. So I would recommend the board to approve the contract with Fordyce Asphalt and authorize me to move forward with signing the contract, proceeding with gathering the required approvals from the DOT and contractor. Once this is done, we can proceed with discussions with the contractor about their expected schedule.
Thank you so much, Ryan. I'm going to make a motion to approve resolution 2025-15.
I'll second it.
And roll call. So Clausen?
Yes, yay.
And Eli?
Aye.
And Young is absent.
All right, so we're going to move along to the department head information. So Amanda, do you want to say anything?
For community services, we are status quo and have nothing cooking at this time. So all is good in our department.
Right.
VA, we've had a couple activities, and we've now put together a schedule for the year for our upcoming events. So it's been a very, bad moving time. All well.
Thank you. Business as usual.
Brian?
Ice fishing still out there. We did have some of the ice go out on Little Ball Lake a few days ago, but obviously it's getting colder, so starting to refreeze, so just be cautious on that. We do have the upcoming Minnesota Golf Show that I'll be sending some staff up to for a couple days. That is our opportunity to lure golfers down from the Minneapolis area down to our golf course. We don't have an opening date yet, but usually it's around that April 1st time is when we go on. Weather holds, we try to open up a week or two early if we can.
Ryan, anything?
Just a little more active weather pattern coming. So we're out 5 on bird surface this morning. Looks like we'll be out all day tomorrow. Forecast showing us kind of on the edge of the 6 to 8, but maybe the good news is it's supposed to kind of come in slow and just be a steady snow and then move out with not a lot of wind predicted on the backside. So We're ready for it. Everybody, take time. Don't travel if you don't need to. Be safe.
And just a reminder that if you did not renew your ATV or ORV, it is expired. It expired on 12/31. And also, we've had quite a few people come in. You can renew your oats now. So those will expire on April 30th, 2025.
And the other thing?
To go off of what Ryan said, it's been a while since we've had snow. So remind people, slow down, give yourself extra space. And if you do drive, check the Iowa 511 app for road conditions before you head out. Got a couple of tabletop exercises scheduled for March. One of them will test the courthouse continuity of operations plan. In case we should ever have to vacate this building for whatever reason, these are plans that will help us move to a new location and still continue to operate as normal for the public.
Jill, do you have anything?
Yeah, this morning's activities went all good, so but otherwise, be quiet, so that's good.
Mary, have anything to share? I just want to say congratulations to our employees who have anniversaries this month. Deb Alexander is celebrating 2 years with conservation. Bo Crystal, 1 year with the treasurer's office. Brenda Middlestadt, 2 years of conservation. And Luann Paper with 47 years in the sheriff's department. I just want to show our appreciation to their commitment to the county. So I just want to say thank you to all of those. Do you have anything, Sheriff?
I do not have anything. Sorry I'm late.
All right. Well, I'm going to make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.